Hello, welcome to Silent Wisdom. Today let us talk about awareness. What is awareness? How is it different from attention? How is it different from meditation? When does one get awareness? How to develop awareness? How to cultivate awareness? First, let us understand what is awareness. For those who are in awareness, it is very easy to understand. But for those who do not, it is actually like explaining the color, the taste, the shape of a mango to a person who has neither seen a mango ever nor tasted it. How will you tell how does the mango look like? How will you describe the shape of the mango? How will you describe the taste of the mango? But still, while understanding, while knowing that it cannot be explained, there is an effort that is being made over here. Awareness is an understanding that I am the witness of everything that I experience. And what am I experiencing? Starting from something very subtle, your memory, your thoughts, your desires, your emotions, sensations, body, and then everything else in this world that you see, that you perceive through your senses, knowing that none of these is me. This is the highest understanding that a human being is capable of. And this understanding arises through grace. However much we may talk about it, however much we may talk about different practices, not that it should stop us from doing a practice. It is very much required, but ultimately it is grace. It is like learning to cycle. Like we make all the efforts, we keep on pedaling, we fall, we bruise ourselves, and one day suddenly the balance is there and you're able to ride a cycle. Same thing for swimming. I'm sure all of us will remember. We're just drowning, we go into the water and drown, and then practice, 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 and one day we can swim. Awareness is very much like that. You do all the practices and then one day it just suddenly arises. And once it arises, well, then it's beautiful. Everything becomes crystal clear. And there is not any doubt in the mind about your own reality, about who you are. And you stay with that understanding. How is awareness different from attention? Attention is an activity of the mind where one is trying to concentrate on a particular object exclusively. And the more one is able to attend to one object, the better he or she will be able to do in terms of whatever they are trying to achieve. For example, an athlete or a sportsperson who is able to focus, concentrate on the sport, a student, a surgeon, or even someone just doing simple cooking at home, how much are you able to attend to the task at hand? And then we find a lot of people who have major difficulties in keeping their attention focused on one particular task. And we will find in the world that mostly those people are unsuccessful because their attention moves frequently from object to object. It's very difficult for them to keep it steady. And we have attention deficit disorders, and we have concentration issues, and lot of focus is on developing the attention capabilities of a person. But when we talk on the spiritual path, yes, attention is a prerequisite. At the same time, attention is still the lower activity of the mind. Attention, as I said, is exclusive focus on a particular object. But when you come to awareness, in awareness, one can be attentive. One will be attentive. You can be attentive without being aware. But when there is awareness, attention is naturally there. So one could be attending to a particular task with a complete understanding of his or her own reality. So one can have attention in awareness, but those who are attentive, are they aware? No. It's like saying when you have 10 rupees, do you have 100 rupees? No. But when you have 100 rupees, you definitely automatically have 10 rupees. How is awareness different from meditation? I think this is a very important concept to be cleared. When we talk about meditation, first let's understand that. Meditation is also an effort to attend exclusively to a particular object in order to gain a thoughtless state. So when people say we are meditating, what are they doing? They're actually trying to attend to either their breath or their third eye or their heart area or to their guru or maybe an object outside or their favorite deity. So they are trying to exclusively attend, keep their mind focused on one particular object. But how is it different from attention? In attention, the object is the end result. But in meditation, the end result is not the object, but through that exclusive attention, it's gaining that thoughtless state. So meditation is not something that one does. It is something that happens through a particular practice. So many people have experienced that when they are doing a particular breathing practice again and again and again, a point comes after which suddenly the mind is at rest. Well, it may be for a few seconds only or a few minutes at the most, but that itself is a very relaxing, a very divine experience that they have. So when people say we are meditating, it does not really mean they are meditating. They are attending exclusively to an object, and that may result in meditation. Yes, there are some yogis who are very advanced seekers who would be able to stay in that thoughtless state for a long period of time. And maybe that thoughtless state may also be termed as samadhi. But how does it become different from awareness? Well, there is a very big difference. So as I said, meditation is a thoughtless state of mind. And even if you are able to attain it for seconds or minutes or hours or days, the point is that as long as you are dunning this body and mind, thoughts will come. You cannot get rid of thoughts. Thoughtless mind is thoughtless state. Is not a very practical solution to the problems. So what happens in awareness is that the peace that you experience through a thoughtless state, the same peace you can experience while attending to all the activities of the world, of the mind, and with all the thoughts being there. So you are not looking to achieve a thoughtless state, but you are with that peace, with that relaxation, with that bliss, even in your regular state. So there is no anxiety about losing that state. You can be in it 24 hours by 7. The next question that comes is, when does one get awareness? As I said, awareness comes through grace. There is no other explanation. It's not something that we can demand. It's not something that we can buy, or there is a particular formula that we can follow and get it. But yes, definitely there are certain practices. And the purpose of all the spiritual paths is to bring you to a point where you can experience grace, where grace can fall on you. So one can only do whatever one needs to. And it's also about understanding my essence. Who am I? And once you understand who you are, without any doubt, awareness dawns on you. Mostly, and when I say mostly, it means almost for everybody, it happens through the grace of the Guru. And who's a Guru? Someone who's already established in his or her essence. Someone who is in awareness. And it's almost like an alchemy that happens. It gets transferred to you. How to develop awareness? Well, as I said, it dawns on you. Sometimes you can kind of get a glimpse of that awareness and lose it. But even if you've got a glimpse sometime, after that, one can cultivate it to an extent through remembrance, by remembering that state, that glimpse again and again, by remembering who you are, and of course, by being in the company of people who are in awareness, by staying in satsang, and also by removing the impurities that you may still have. And when we talk about impurities, basically what it means is that the mind has a lot of baggage of the environment, of the culture, of the society, of its own desires. There is a lot of ignorance still left, which can be removed through understanding, which can be removed through yogic practices as well. Can one lose awareness after having been in awareness? Yes, that's exactly what I just said. If there are many impurities, then, and that is why, you know, in the yogic paths, if you see, there is so much focus on yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharan, dhyan, samadhi. So yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, what do they do? Yam, niyam means that you have to follow the moral principles, like speaking the truth, not stealing, not being jealous of other people's fortunes, being satisfied with what you have. Simple things, sharing, kindness, being of service to others. So those are the basic principles that one needs to follow. Because even if by chance you may get a glimpse, but the mind is still loaded with ignorance about one's own self, there are complexes and there are insecurities in the mind, they will cover that glimpse. So one needs to evaluate where one is and then do the purification process. There are many people who get that glimpse because of sometimes just due to an accident or having been in a near-death experience, or maybe at times of war, or maybe sometimes being near a person in awareness they also get to experience it, but then it does not last enough for them to make a deeper impression. But for some people, even after having come on the spiritual path and having been in connected with a guru, they may get this little glimpse and may lose it. But for those who stay on the path and stay in touch with the guru, that can be cultivated.